Isaiah spoke these words to the Israelites 2,500 years ago, and they have relevance to us today. Here are the words of Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me of righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but we do not see? Why humble ourselves, but on you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interests on your feast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I chose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I chose? To loose the bounds of injustice, to undo the throngs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go down before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry out for help and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. And your gloom will be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to live in. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Throughout Scripture and today, God sustains God's people in the most basic of human ways, physically with food and drink, and spiritually with food and drink for our souls. This Lent, as we remember what it means to be human, we find refreshment from God's fountain of grace. We start tonight, Ash Wednesday, with a few moments to reflect on Jesus' suffering. We can partner with Jesus. We can better see the experience of those who suffer daily and work with them for lasting justice, if we want to. I would encourage you to consider if you really want to. Do you desire to take up the cup of fasting, to humble yourself in such a way that you are emptied enough to have room for God? Over the weeks from now until Easter, we are invited to think about Jesus' time in the wilderness when he was tempted to feed, to save, to glorify himself. How he made the choice to humble himself before God, and how he began a ministry of feeding, healing, and saving others so that God might be glorified. We too are called to recognize the ways we have focused on ourselves, to repent, and to follow in Jesus' way of justice and compassion. Tonight we consider what it means to fast for God. It's easier to say what it is not. It is not putting on a show in front of others so that they know that you are doing something special. Oh. It is not starving yourself to a point that you need someone to care for you. It is not leaving everything and everyone behind and essentially running away from your life. It is not a passive activity. The practice of giving something up or fasting in this time before Easter is to encourage our whole bodies in an act of repentance, to turn away from sin, to turn towards God. We are to remember that we are human creatures with human needs. We are to make this time a time of learning and growing towards God. It is not a ritual or a transaction with God. If I do or don't do, then God will answer my prayers or do something for me. It is a selfless act of devotion. The good news is we can repent. We can be a part of healing that comes with repentance. We can be people who say, "I'm sorry," and mean it. When we do it from our heart, in response to God's love, we can bring about real change, real transformation. In our fasting, may we recognize the fountain of grace, God. And may we be willing, even our tongues need to be willing. May we be willing to empty our own cup so that we may be filled with God's grace. As we drink in God's grace, we also become a source of God's grace for others. May God's blessing be ever upon you, and may your journey get you to the fountain of grace. Get you to Easter. Amen.